The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I'm going to have to brag about my littlest daughter, Ava Maddock, right now. I am a very proud mom. She is the DECA champion of her district and competing this weekend. Good morning. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Lil Latinx.
Didn't we make a great child, DJ Automatic? Didn't I tell you when I was expecting her how amazing she was going to be? And didn't Beyonce say, this child was highly blessed and touched my belly? All of those things happened.
It's all because of you, Dana. It's all because of you.
It is. She loves school. I loved school. And she is now a DECA champion. Her and her boyfriend, I've got to give Dylan some credit too. They won their district. And now they are competing in state. I'm just so proud of her because last year they got 11th place. And instead of quitting, they went back and got first.
Dude. You know, they people might not know what DECA is. Do you know what DECA is, Aunt?
Nope.
It's Distributive Education Clubs of America. This particular club is about young people interested in business.
Oh, nice.
Ava Maddock, our daughter, is interested in business. She wants to become a nurse practitioner, possibly run her own place. She's seen her parents, me and DJ Automatic, run our own business now for quite some time. And she's she's torn though, because she's like, I don't know. Sometimes y'all are crazy. But at the same time, she's exploring her options.
Nice. So your daughter's going to state for PowerPoint presentation. Respectfully.
Yes.
That's a good thing. It's a good thing.
It really is. And she has to come up with all these different ideas, and she has to be able to work spreadsheets and things that are above my pay grade.
Yeah, that's way more important. I try to go in state in football. This is a way better promising future than what I did.
So what they do is they'll give them a situation and they'll say, like, for the last one, it was tourism, and they had to come up with a business plan on how to promote a hotel.
Oh.
I just think that she's so smart. It makes me feel super proud. And I'm not normally that person. I'll be honest. I'm not normally the mom who goes around bragging because all three of my daughters are smart, all of them. But I've never been that person who pretends every single thing they do is just outstanding. This is great. Like coming in and coming back and getting first place, you deserve all the accolades. I've been gassing her up. I've been texting her and telling her how wonderful she is. And I hope she wins. I hope she gets out there and proves how amazing her mother is to have raised her to be the young lady she is today.
Dana has become one of those parents who lived through their child. But
like, I think she is. You're pretty much a cheer mom at this point.
But a crazy like nerd version. This is wild.
I was a nerd in school. So this is one of my proudest moments. What? I was the girl reading and knowing and finishing my homework early and showing out. And that was me.
Good. And then now you have, and then it's paid off in the form of your daughter. And it's beautiful.
Yes.
I want to know. You got to talk to Ava and ask her if the restaurant or the hotel that they, put together in this situation, if it had free breakfast. Because I got to have free breakfast when I get a hotel. That's the first thing I look at.
Yeah, but when they have free breakfast, they almost always have bad beds.
That's true. That's true.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
When Anthony A. walked in and said he was breaking it off, I told Automatic he's got to tell the story because I feel like you've done a great thing. I'm glad you and this are broken up. What? Talk to us.
I'm now on day 5 of quitting sodas, y'all.
Let's go. Oh.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Your boy here loves some Dr. Pepper. And shout out to my Dr. Pepper drinkers out there, my Coca-Cola drinkers out there. I hope you're enjoying one for your boy right now.
Don't forget Pepsi.
Shout out to the Pepsi people. You know what? At this point, I'll take a wild cherry Pepsi straight to the vein right now, guys. This 5-day battle, as I described it, has been one of the toughest things in my life. And do y'all remember last year when I gave up adult fun time for Lent?
Yes. I do.
This is harder than that, dude.
Really?
Yes.
Are you serious?
Because I love a good soda.
The sugar's got you.
Oh,
huh?
My God. The sugar's got me, dog.
Is it withdrawals?
It's withdrawals. And then you ever know that feeling where maybe if you get a car and then up until when you were looking for a car, you never saw it. But now that you have it, you see that car everywhere.
Yes.
That's how I felt. And I swear, everybody was walking around with a 2-liter of soda.
Everybody had their soda.
Everybody was just enjoying them, cracking them open. And this has been the toughest thing. I did crack a little bit. I drank one of those Olipop things, which is supposed to be like a probiotic alternative to soda.
That doesn't taste good.
It tasted really good.
Because you're like dying for
a soda.
Carbonation. You're like, it was soda.
So why are you giving up sodas, though?
Don't answer that too quick, Dana Cortez.
Yeah, I know. She looked at me like, obvious
don't
reasons.
Encourage
I didn't hear it from him,
I
though.
Love a good soda, dude. I love a good, because
there has to be a reason.
I was, not only was it added to my waistline for sure. Okay. I want to drop 20 pounds by the time I open up for Felipe Esparza at NRG Arena.
You have April 25th. Goal.
That's my goal. But then also, I just didn't like the way it was controlling me. Like, I couldn't enjoy a meal without a Dr. Pepper or without a Coca-Cola. So this is kind of a personal stance and a health stance for me.
20 pounds in 60 days?
20 pounds in 60 days.
That is a goal.
We're going to go for it.
That's a lofty goal.
Yeah, we're going to go for it. Cutting out sodas,
what else are you going to cut out? Eating in general?
A cube of cheese? Like they do in Devil Wears Prada? Just every time you get hungry?
Salads for the next 60 days?
I understand, though. The soda thing, you know, I drink diet soda every now and again, but it really is bad for you.
At one point, I downed 2 liters of Coca-Cola in one day, bro.
Ooh.
All right? Oh, Anthony, that's dangerous.
I was down bad.
It was bad.
Yeah.
I have my Dr. Pepper moment. I used to drink... Oh, God, this is so embarrassing. I would drink 6 to 12 a day. I would buy the 12 packs. I never drank water.
You guys are keeping the industry in business.
I never drank water. Yeah. And, you know, my back started hurting. And then in 2 weeks, I ended up in the ER.
Did you have a kidney infection?
I had a full-blown, like, both kidney... I don't even know how many kidneys I had, but they were on fire. Nice. And the doctor sat me down and said to me, if you want to live a long, healthy life with your kidneys, you need to stop drinking soda and drink water. He's like, I've rarely seen anything like this. And that day I went home and I got rid of all the sodas. I know what you're going through.
Yeah,
it took like a week.
I did not anticipate this becoming a full-on intervention.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Oh, Anthony was so bad. And I need an intervention too because... Yeah. I'm feeling you. I'm having this with dots.
Oh, dots. What are you?
I am eating dots every freaking night. The pretzel dots.
Yeah.
Oh, Anthony, but I feel
like... She's downing a couple bags a week, though, at this point.
At 8 and 9 o'clock at night, I get my cup, and I fill it with dots, and I just sit there, and I stream or listen to the radio. I'm doing whatever I'm doing, and then I get another cup, and I just feel like a little pretzel. Like, it's not going well. It's not going well.
Are we doing confessions here? Because if we're doing confessions...
Well, yeah, but don't lie, because you're not going to give up anything.
We don't have time to list the amount of things you eat at night.
I like sweets way too much. I'm not giving them up.
We went to the gym yesterday. I kid you not. He says, let's go to the grocery store. We pulled up to the Fru Fru HEB near San Felipe. He bought ice cream.
There it is.
After the gym.
I went to the gym, so I deserve the ice cream.
Yes, you do. Dude, I'll support your ice cream. I support anybody out there getting a Coca-Cola before 9 a.m. Drink one out for your boy.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast. Begins now.
Time to get our spiritual forecast for the week as a collective with our in-house seer Madi. What's your sign? Welcome, Madi.
What is good?
I feel like I'm rolling out a red carpet for you, an audio red carpet for you every single Monday. So obviously we're going to get our spiritual forecast, but first we got a caller. Her name is Savannah. Savannah, what's your sign?
I am a Capricorn.
Go ahead and ask Seer Madi your question.
I recently turned 30, and there is typically a stigma on reaching certain milestones. Mm-hmm. I'm one of those people that has had to grow up much quicker than a lot of my peers and friends. And so I didn't get the same opportunities to go to school, like right out the gate out of high school and whatnot. And I'm the type of person that is living in a camper full time to try to save for a home. It just feels like every time I try to get a step ahead, there's another obstacle in my way, causes these setbacks. And it feels like instead of comparing myself to other people, I'm just not sure whether or not I'm going to actually catch a break at some point.
This touched me because that whole feeling of you finally feel like you're saving, you're catching up, and then something sideswipes the dream.
First of all, I just want to commend her for being so strong. Me being a Capricorn myself, I can attest to the fact that Capricorns, out of all the zodiac signs, always are forced to grow up beyond their years. Not just Capricorns, but I do feel from observation that Capricorns have it really difficult because they're ruled by the planet Saturn, which is the planet of time. And it takes them more time to achieve the things that they're really aiming for. But right now, I do get the sense that there's something in your life that needs to be reimagined, renovated, and rebuilt. And it doesn't matter whether you are at the place that you want to be in time, you are going to achieve. And I see a bright sun in front of you. This is you sticking to the tried and true methods of working hard as Capricorns always do. I do see you going into the path of joy and happiness, and I also see money in your future. Capricorns are about that coin, but patience is required right now, okay? I just hear the word rebuild, rebuild.
There's light at the end of Savannah's tunnel, which, oh my gosh, I'm sure she's so overjoyed to hear. Now, about what about our spiritual forecast for the week, Sarmati, as a collective?
So we just started Venus retrograde. I have to talk about this because we are not only in Venus retrograde right now as we speak, but we are also in eclipse season, and we are going to be energetically tossed from side to side, and we're going to feel like we're in a roller coaster. And I want to be very honest. I'm not those type of psychics that are going to sugarcoat things for you. I'm going to give it to you real. This is a time to ground because the energies of late have been really, really crazy. So it's whether that's giving yourself limpias, going outside, literally putting your feet on grass, on dirt, whatever it is, you need to get connected to the earth. Now, Venus is all about our love life, so your exes may be coming back triggering those heart-centered. So think back to 2017. Whatever happened in 2017, whether it was a heartbreak, a breakup, those are the themes that are going to be playing back out in your life.
So what you need to do is block them now, because Sarmati's already telling you, if you don't, it's coming. You know, if you would like a reading with Sarmati, please call us right now, 877-730-DCS1. Of course, follow her at Illis Divinity on Instagram. Mati, we love you. Thank you for all you do for us every week. We love you. Talk to you next Monday. Bye.
Bye.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
We've been talking about this Space Blue Origin trip. And Lauren Sanchez, Jeff Bezos' girl, is on there. Obviously, this is his space line. Gail King is on there. And then there are two very accomplished astronauts as well. Aisha Bowe and Amanda Nguyen. This is an all-female crew in space. So it's a really big deal. But let me ask you something. If you go to space, money's no object, are you going? Because I'm sorry, I don't want to do this. I think it's kind of scary. I wouldn't want my husband, DJ Automatic, to do it either. Good morning, Kelly. How are you feeling about this?
I think it's absolutely insane. And I want to say, like, I am such a thrill seeker. Like, I love roller coasters, anything that's absolutely crazy. But I cannot imagine going up in space. That's, to me, like, no, that's the cutoff.
I agree. I'm just like, you're just floating up there. There's no gravity. It's really a brand new science. You know, this space travel, air travel in spaceships. No, it's a hard no. And would you let your husband, your partner, your family, your children, would you let them go up there?
100% no.
See?
No, nobody's going up there.
Because I'm afraid you're not coming back.
Exactly.
Or what if you get...
Like, you know, on a roller coaster ride, like, you're going to get off at the end, you know?
Even if there's problems, you can climb off like that guy did recently. His seatbelt didn't work or something, and he climbed out of the little, cart he was in, and he got down off the roller coaster. Oh. Remember, he climbed down the roller coaster. How are you going to walk off a spaceship? It's not ever going to happen.
Right. Yes, there is no guarantee with that. No, absolutely no.
I'm so glad you agree with me. You're welcome to call back anytime. Obviously, an overly intelligent woman. We love you.
I love you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Rihanna is one of the most famous women in the world, and she's definitely one of the wealthiest. And we were so excited to find out her husband, A$AP Rocky, was found not guilty in recent charges. But the nightmare for this couple is not over. I'll break it down after Anthony A. gets you celebrity birthdays. Where are we at, Ant?
We have Jessica Biel celebrating her birthday. Oh. Jason Tatum and Camila Cabello celebrating birthday as well.
All right. So obviously, you know, this is such a publicized court trial, A$AP Rocky facing 24 years in prison. Ooh. And the moment that the jury announces that he is not guilty, oh, there were just tears in the courtroom.
We, the jury, in the above entitled action, find the defendant, Rakim Mayers, not guilty.
A$AP Rocky pushed everybody aside, ran to Rihanna, who is bawling, and she just embraces him, and he embraces her, and you think, oh, this family can move forward, them and their two small children. Word is she wants to have another baby, you know, they're moving along as a whole familia, as a family unit. And it turns out the accuser, Yelly, is actually now suing them in civil court, suing A$AP Rocky in civil court. But here's the catch. Because in this trial, Rihanna was called A$AP Rocky's wife. Do you remember this?
Defendant or who his, is it his girlfriend?
His wife.
How
am I? It's his common law wife, Your Honor. They have common, children together. So, right.
I should characterize as his common law wife?
Or just wife.
You want wife? Okay.
Yelly gets to go after Rihanna's money too.
Oh.
So it's not just A$AP Rocky's money. Once you declare you're married, which is why I think they hadn't said it or told the public.
Got it.
It's open game because what's mine is mine. What's yours is yours. And Yelly's like, I want some of that.
So what's going on with the civil suit? So A$AP Rocky can't go back to prison, but they can't come after his money? Is that what's
they
happening?
Are going to come after the money. And as we know, Rihanna's got a lot of it. And because they said that in court and it's documented that, oh, call her his wife. Now I'm really worried that he's going to get a lot of money. Maybe he'll settle for a small amount. I don't know. Maybe they'll just
settle for any small amount.
What did you say, Anthony?
If I was going against them, I wouldn't settle for any small amount.
Obviously, you're going after it?
Yeah. What did you? It's there's a bunch of money there. Yeah. What do you mean settle? I'm not settling for anything.
But what if they say here's $5 million, go away?
Well, yeah, that's a lot of money. So if that's a little bit of money to them, then yes.
For Rihanna, it's not. When you're a billionaire, $5 million is nothing. I say she breaks them off a check and just keeps on moving down the line. Would you give up the money? Would you settle with this guy? Call us up, 877-730-DCS1. Looking like from Rihanna's point of view, I'm thinking all I want is my family to be together. I'd write the man a check.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Do you remember this commercial a long, long time ago?
They're magically delicious.
What's magically delicious? They're in food news. Automatic has got all the deets coming up. Hottest hashtags. Hey, it's the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Lil Latinx.
All right, Lil Latinx. It's good that you're on this side of the border because in Mexico, they are extraditing people. Some of the most notorious imprisoned drug lords in the cartel are now here in the United States to face U.S. courts.
Ooh.
Now, this is a deal that was struck between President Trump and the president of Mexico. Her name is Claudia Sheinbaum Pardo. They're working together. They're trying to get things done. He's mad that the fentanyl continues to flow into the United States of America. This one trafficker, his name is Rafael Caro Quintero. He actually killed a DEA agent years ago. And so he was already doing life in prison in Mexico. I feel good about this, but that is not going to stop the fentanyl from flowing into the country. Just like El Chapo's in jail and it hasn't stopped anything. We have to face the fact that U.S. citizens are doing illegal drugs and we must deal with addiction and poverty and everything else that comes along with it, or it will never end. DJ Automatic, what do you have for food news?
Lucky Charms has three new flavors coming to us this April. They're going to celebrate St. Patrick's Day. They got Lucky Charms Rainbow Sprinkles, Lucky Charms Jumbo Rainbow Cereal, and then this one really got my attention. Just Magical Marshmallows with Jumbo Rainbows.
Ooh.
So it's just the Lucky Charms marshmallows. That's it.
No cereal bites in there.
No.
I don't know about that, though. That's a little OD. Dude, that's too much marshmallow for your boy right here.
Can I make a controversial statement? Crunch. I don't like the marshmallows. I only like the cereal.
Yes, of all the things you've said in the past minute and a half, that's the most controversial.
Not the whole not going from cartel to Lucky Charms?
Yeah, that was it.
I thought that was a sweet segue.
Yeah.
I heard Anthony giggle. I'm like, what else am I
going to
say?
There's nothing else to be said, dude.
People want to pretend like arresting all these cartels is going to make anything better. Honey, you better look in the mirror. Why are these cartels in business? Because you like to get high at the club on the weekends. That's why.
But we got more marshmallows on the way, so hey, it's all good, y'all.
National Day, Anthony A.
All right, we'll kick it off with National Cold Cuts Day, everybody. Ooh.
Ooh, yeah. Favorite cold cut, DJ Automatic. You go first.
I'm a turkey guy.
Hey, can't go wrong with turkey, bro.
Turkey is a cold cut, but I feel like it's natural. When I think cold cut, I think about, I don't know.
You think about crappy processed meats and you love those, and I don't love those.
You know what? Your girl likes some fried bologna and a homemade tortilla with some cheddar cheese sprinkled on top. And don't act like you don't like it too, Automatic.
Hello.
I do eat it.
Fun fact you take with you to the office today, salami is the oldest cold cut in history. It's been over 2,000 years.
Tastes like it. Yeah. All right, what else do we have?
And we also have World Wildlife Day, so we're celebrating all the wildlife around the world. And anybody have a favorite animal?
Oh gosh, I love the cougar.
Oh, hey, now.
Cougars are cool.
The one thing I love is cougars.
I think we're talking about different wildlife, Anthony A. Automatic married one. Hey,
oh,
now.
And let's go to wrap it up on National Read Across America Day.
Oh, my gosh. Last week, we had the best time. I'm getting goosebumps. We went and volunteered, and we read to the most beautiful kids. It was a fourth grade class. We read them a book about bullying. These kids were so freaking smart. 90% of the children in the classroom were kids of immigrants. And I think it's important to say that because they were so happy. They were so proud to be in school. And they were of above average intelligence. One of these kids said, well, I believe the significance of blah, blah. I said, hold up, sir. You're in fourth grade. You're using words like that. It was a wonderful honor to be allowed into that school to read to those children.
Yes.
Love it. If you can read a book to your kids, do it every day. They'll be better for it.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I have to brag about my youngest daughter. Okay, our youngest daughter, DJ Automatic, Ava Matic. She is at a DECA competition, Distributive Education Clubs of America.
There we go.
So, you know, she is an overachiever. She's like her mother, me. She's a little nerdy. And it's just in her nature to do well, to be above average, to want to get good grades, to compete. And last year, her and her partner, her boyfriend, they hit 11th place and she was so disappointed. She went back this year and they got first in district.
Oh, let's go.
Let's go. Yeah. Right? And it reminded me of when I became spelling bee champ and how proud my Nana, my Uncle Frankie, and my mom were. They were so proud of me. I've always been an avid reader. I still am to this day. In fact, my whole school was proud of me. My teacher would stick me in the hall and say, study, because they wanted me to win. You know, they were like, so I would be out there in the hall just studying. I wouldn't be goofing off. I'm like the kid that actually like, okay, and I would sit there and read the little spelling book the whole hour, which is kind of crazy, but I felt good about it, you know?
I always felt like my parents were more proud of my sports moments. And oh. It, for me, my brothers, that was like the big thing in our household. I didn't feel like my mom, I mean, obviously they valued education. They made sure I went to college. I graduated from college and they were proud of that. But I can always remember my parents like being more proud of the fact that I made an all-star team or a traveling team or I won an MVP of a tournament, something like that.
So they didn't brag on your grades or your, you know, your scholastic achievements.
Well, I didn't really have good grades, so there was nothing to be proud of when it came to that.
It was more, seems like it was more of a relief when you were done with college than it was a proud and joyful moment for your parents, Otto.
My dad literally said, well, that took long enough. Oh. Glad you're done with that.
Hey. You should be a doctor all the time you spend.
Oh, my God. That's so funny. That reminds me. That's exactly what my grandma told me after I made my confirmation. She was all right. Thank God. We can finally go home.
No, Anthony. Name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Love you, Stella.
We out of here.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.